The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
In the name of Allah, welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're going to speak about never to humiliation. It's Muharram 1445, and it's the month that is special for the Imam al-Hussein. Never say yes to the humiliation.
Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein.
But first, we look at the calendar. Today, Wednesday, is the 15th of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 2nd of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. Some important points of Chapter Al-Fajr, verses 15 to 20. But before that, we'll listen to the verses and we enjoy it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد فأما الإنسان إذا ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرماً.
And as for man, when his Lord tries him and thus is generous to him and favors him, he says, "My Lord has honored me."
وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا.
But when he tries him and restricts his provision, he says, "My Lord has humiliated me."
كَلَّا بَلْ لَا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ.
No, but you do not honor the orphan.
وَلَا تَحَاضُّونَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ.
And you do not encourage one another to feed the poor.
وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا.
And you consume inheritance, devouring it altogether.
وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمًّا.
And you love wealth with immense love.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
After mentioning man's trial by blessing and disaster, the Holy Quran directs our attention to the fourth great examination in which these sinful people failed. The examinations are about the treatment toward orphans, feeding the needy, devouring the lawful and unlawful interests of inheritance, and finally the trial of gathering wealth without any regard for the limits. It is interesting to note that all these trials are momentary, and if one passes the financial trials, other trials will be easy for him. It is the wealth of this world that causes faith to decay, and the greatest faults found in human beings are based on this. Never to humiliation. And Imam al-Hussein was the great teacher for this lesson. Many people visited Imam al-Hussein and reproached him for his resistance. They were not bad or unimportant people. Some of them were among the leading figures of Islam, but they misinterpreted the situation or were dominated by their worldly frailties. However, Imam al-Hussein resisted, was not dominated, and all those who followed and accompanied him were winners in the spiritual fight. The mother who sent her young child to this battlefield with pride and contentment, the young person who forsook the worldly pleasures of life, the elderly individuals like Habib ibn Mazahir, who forsook the comforts of their elderly ages, the brave commander who was an important person of the enemy's army at first, Horeb ibn Yazid Riyahi, and abandoned his important position.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, distinguished listeners of Arab English Radio, and our fellow advocates for human dignity, assalamu alaikum, and most welcome. I'm here with you today to talk about a pressing issue that affects us all. the need to say no to humiliation. It is our collective responsibility to stand up against humiliation, whether we witness it in our personal lives, workplaces, or communities. Being indifferent, being inattentive to the humiliation that happens in our society and environment around us. So it is an oppression by itself. So we have to stand up and we have to stand firm in front of this this wicked act. By speaking out, supporting victims, and promoting a culture of respect, we can create a ripple effect that will lead to a more inclusive and compassionate society. So saying no to humiliation is just a slogan. It is a call to action. We must recognize the damaging effects of humiliation, promote empathy and understanding, prioritize education, establish clear policies, and take personal responsibility for creating a more respectful and inclusive world. Together, we can build a society where every individual is treated with the dignity they deserve.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. How did Imam al-Hussein react to Yazid? Dear brothers and sisters, Imam al-Hussein did not mean to start a war, and therefore he took his family and left Medina for Mecca. Yazid knew that Imam had a significant impact on Muslims' decisions and was afraid that Imam's decision would spread among the Muslims and lead to their uprising against him. Thus, he sent his people to bring the Imam and to take his allegiance. Imam left Medina for Kufa and then to Karbala. He was surrounded by the massive army of Yazid and had to choose. Should he have paid allegiance by force and teach a lesson to people that all he did to stand against oppression and injustice was wrong, or should he have done what he did? This is today's special, remembering death in the movement of Imam al-Hussein by embracing martyrdom. That is the result, remembering death. Longing for martyrdom, which is a result of remembering death, is extremely intertwined with every moment of the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. One of the amazing results of remembering the fact that everyone will someday die is that it makes one realize how great a pity it is that one should die bedridden from an illness when they can die willingly in the way of Allah. Such an individual will join the ranks of the martyrs. Furthermore, this issue shows us why the Imam embraced martyrdom with grace, eagerness, and he saw it as a lofty honor, for there is no greater honor than dying in the way of Allah. This was also why he feared nothing, not even death, and one who does not fear death and is, in fact, eager for it, will not fear anything else in this world. The martyrdom of such a person will also inspire the entire mankind all throughout history. There is a tradition from Imam al-Hussein which states, "Be aware, the collar of death is set upon the necks of the children of Adam, just like a necklace which is always worn by the young girls. My eagerness is seeing my relatives who have passed away is much like the eagerness of Jacob towards seeing Joseph."
way in which the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, dealt with his beloved grandson was exceptional. No one can deny that. During his final moment, as the Prophet, peace be upon him, was passing away, it's a difficult moment. Imam al-Hasan and Hussein, peace be upon them, they come and they lie on the Prophet's chest. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, he comes and he wants to remove them from the Prophet's chest because the Prophet was passing away. He did not want these his two sons to have any difficulty on the Prophet. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi says, Ya Ali, please don't keep them on my chest. Let them lie on my chest. Do not remove them. And the Arab poet, what does he say in speaking to Al-Imam Al-Hussein? He says, one day on the chest of the Holy Prophet and one day on the plains of Karbala. When you examine how the Prophet treated Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam, realize his greatness. Realize that your mind can never grasp the greatness of the Imam alayhi salam. This should serve as a small window to comprehending the greatness of this man. And why is it that after 14 centuries we continue to commemorate the tragedy of this amazing Imam? Everything that has to do with Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam is exceptional. Everything. For example, when you examine the river of Furat by which the Imam alayhi salam was slaughtered and massacred, the narrations of Ahlul Bayt tell us that there is no river, there is no water more blessed than the river of Furat. Drinking this water increases your love for the Imam alayhi salam and for the Ahlul Bayt. And this water has the power of healing. Another narration tells us that every night an angel descends and he takes a heavenly musk, this, you know, fragrant smell from paradise, and he pours it into the river of Furat. And you know, even historically, this river has been the most blessed river in history.
That was all for today's special on the title of Never to Humiliation. Inshallah, that would be a practical slogan and, of course, an important goal for all our life. Please remember us in your prayer. Thank you and have a nice time. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Food for thought.
Salam everybody, and let us contemplate on what the Chief of Martyrs, Imam Hussein, peace upon him, has taught us when he stood steadfast against threats to his life by the forces of injustice and oppression, while disclosing to the Muslims the characteristics of the Umayyad rule and analyzing the political and administrative situation from the Islamic point of view, said, O people, the Prophet of Allah had said, whoever witnesses an unjust ruler making permissible the things prohibited by Allah, breaking the covenant with Allah, violating the practices of the Prophet, treating people sinfully and cruelly, and despite seeing all such misdeeds, did not oppose him through words or actions, Allah surely will punish him as he wills.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This blessed hadith is about the virtue and merit of altruistic and self-sacrificing people. As you know, self-sacrifice or altruism, which we call in Arabic isar, is a very important virtue. In fact, according to some hadith, self-sacrifice is the highest virtue and the peak of all virtues. Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated as having said, Al-Isar A'lal Makarim. And in many places in the Holy Quran, altruism and self-sacrifice has been praised. And this is kind of tied up with the month we are in, which is the month of Muharram. And as you know, in this month, Imam Hussein alayhi salam sacrificed himself, and as did some of his companions and some of his family members, on the path of equity and justice and in the promotion of fairness in society. And for this, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this most grave and sad occasion. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following. They are as well for those who settled in the land and abided in faith before them, who love those who migrate towards them and do not find in their breasts any need for that which is given to them, but prefer the immigrants to themselves, though poverty be their own lot, and those who are saved from their own greed. It is they who are the felicitous. In this connection, and this is the verse of the Holy Quran, in this connection, we have a very nice hadith, which has been narrated in the following manner. A man came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and complained to him of hunger. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam sent a messenger to the homes of his wives, but they said that they had nothing but water. Then the Prophet asked, "Who can host this man tonight? Who can take this man as a guest in his home and feed him?" Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam said, "I will host him, O Messenger of Allah." He came to his wife, the Lady Fatima salamullah alayha, and asked her, "What do we have in our home, O daughter of the Prophet?" She replied, "We only have food for tonight," meaning we don't have enough food for tomorrow. All we have is enough food to feed us tonight. But we would rather give it to our guest, even though we don't have enough food, you know, to last us more than one day. We will give it to our guest, the guest you have invited. He, meaning Imam Ali alayhi salam, said, O daughter of the Prophet, take the children to bed and put off the lamp. You know, extinguish the lamp. The next morning, perhaps this was an allusion to the fact that if you put the, you know, children to sleep, they won't feel hungry, you know, until the next morning. They won't complain about it. The next morning, Ali alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and told him the story. No sooner had he left than Allah, the Exalted, revealed the verse, but prefer others to themselves. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of altruistic people in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters dear listeners of IRB English Radio welcome to Let's Recite the Qur'an Kareem, a series of Qur'anic sessions on practical tajweed rules and short tafsiri messages from the verses or ayat of the Qur'an Kareem. I really welcome you all, and I'm really happy that I have Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Fawad Haider with me today in this session. Assalamu alaikum and welcome everyone. Fine?
Wa alaikum salam sir, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, Ali Nasir?
Alaikum well? Salam sir, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan Nasrullah?
Alaikum salam sir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you so much, I'm good. And Fawad Haider?
Fine sir.
Alhamdulillah. So brothers and sisters, we hope you're fine inshallah. We really recommend you stay with us till the end of this session. Inshallah, we will talk about Ayah 135 of Surah An-Nisa today on page
100.
So brothers and sisters, go to page 100, Ayah 135 of Surah An-Nisa. All together, let's once listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kunu qawwamina bil qisti shuhada'a lillah walau 'ala أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين إن يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما فلا تتبعوا الهوى أن تعدلوا وإن تلووا أو تعرضوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا.
ما شاء الله, nice recitation. Allah bless the reciter, inshallah, inshallah. So guys, let's explain like some points about this ayah first. Okay, let's see what Allah Almighty says in this ayah. Shortly, like the full and detail, the complete details should be with you to refer to the tafsir books, inshallah, and learn. But like some two, three points we will mention, then we'll move on to the tajweed part of our class. So let me read once. Ready?
Yes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let's see what Allah Almighty says in this ayah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. You tell me the meaning. What is the meaning? Oh, you who have
faith.
Faith. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Kunu qawwamina bilqisti shuhada'a lillah. Oh, you who have faith, be maintainers of justice and witnesses for the sake of Allah Almighty. وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ. Even if it should be against yourself, the maintenance of justice, or like being witness, okay, as a witness, even if it's against yourself, or your parents, or near relatives. إِنْ يَكُنْ غَنِيًّا أَوْ فَقِيرًا فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَى بِهِمَا. And whether it be someone rich or poor, for Allah has a greater right over them. فَلَا تَتَّبِعُ الْهَوَىٰ أَنْ تَعْدِلُوا. So do not follow your desires, lest your should be unfair. وَإِنْ تَلْوُوا أَوْ تُعْرِضُوا. And if you distort the testimony or being witness or disregard it, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. Allah is indeed well aware of what you do. So guys, this ayah talks about a very important point, okay, that nowadays in the society we really face this problem, okay, this issue. And we really need what? The correct practice of this ayah in our life. You know what is adala? Yeah?
Yes, justice.
Or qist or adala. Justice. It's called justice. So let's see what justice means quickly, then we'll end this ayah, okay? Justice means we have something called justice, we have something called equality. So, what is equality?
So, equality means everybody have the same right.
The same right.
Okay. Same, all of them.
The same share, okay?
Yeah.
What is justice?
Justice means every person should have how much he deserves.
Oh, got it. MashaAllah. So, justice is whatever somebody deserves, he receives that.
Yes.
Equality is when you give everybody the same thing. For example, look. So Fawad, can you make an example as well?
Yes, sir. Suppose a criminal does a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Not that fatal or brutal. Mm-hmm. He gets to go to jail for like 6 months. Okay. A person like kills a person.
Uh-huh. It's another criminal, okay.
Yeah. And he still gets 6 months. Uh-huh. So the person who did a slight crime has the same rank as the one who did like the murder. This is injustice. Yeah, and this is also equality that people talk about.
Nice example, Fawad. So that is justice, okay? If you act upon people who deserve. What does Imam Ali alayhi salam say about justice, you know? A very beautiful definition of justice. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, عَدَالَ أُرْ الْعَدْلُ وَضْعُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَوْضِعَهُ. It means putting every single thing in its right place. That's the meaning of adala. Okay, guys. That's it, okay? Inshallah, we should not be unjust. We should be fair. That's all. Let's practice some tajweed rules, okay? The details I want you to refer to the tafasir books, inshallah.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني
نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Some tajweed rules are important in this ayah that we will mention, brothers and sisters. Pay attention to them. And then practice the recitation with us. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. First, the letters Hamza. Next.
Ha.
Ha.
Zal.
Zal. No, Hassan. It's not a zal. That was a mistake by you. I'll hit you on the face this time. Okay.
Zal.
Okay, Hassan. I'm kidding. He made a mistake. Okay. Qaf. It is. What is it, Hassan? Fix the mistake.
Dhal.
Dhal. Good job. Hamza. Ha. Dhal.
Qaf.
Qaf. I was about to get Qaf. Angry here. Okay. Qaf. Ta. And next one.
Ayn.
Ayn. Ghain. Because ghain is not in English. So ghain is also important. Wow. Mm-hmm. And
Dod.
Yeah, Dod, that's Kha. So these letters are important, okay, pay attention to them. The rest of the letters are easy. Next rule, Ya Ayyu. Ya Ayyu, this word, the mad is optional.
Yes.
Yeah. You can extend the mad. Ya Ayyuhalladhina. Or Ya Ayyuhalladhina. Two counts or extend it for? Four counts, five counts. Next one. Kunu qawwamina. The tashdid on waw. You should be careful. Qawwamina. Qawamin, no. Qawamin has another meaning. Qawamin has an emphatic meaning.
Emphasize.
Emphasizes. Qawamina. Bilqisti. Shuhada'a lillah. This mad is wajib. Extended for five to six counts. Lillahi walaw ala anfusikum. Even if this mad is not wajib, right? وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ, because it's optional. It's جَائِز مُنْفَسِلْ,
yes?
The mad letter, عَلَىٰ, the alif sound, and the hamza, are not in the same word. They are in two different words.
Yes.
So that's why. So the rule says if they are in the same word,
The mad is wajib muttasil.
Wajib muttasil, you should extend the sound to five to six counts. But if they are in different words, what?
Jaiz muttasil.
You're allowed to skip the mad. Awil walidaini wal aqrabin.
Anfusikum.
Ah, thank you, Fawad. Thank you. Anfusikum. Ikhfa, you hide the sound of noon. Anfusakum. Nasal sound, also extension. أنفسكم ولو على أنفسكم. Next. أو الوالدين والأقربين.
قلقلة.
قلقلة. أقربين. The jim says?
It's optional to stop.
It's optional to stop. إن يكن. إن. نون ساكن plus يا.
أي يكن.
You don't change the E sound.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
This one.
I love when you fix the mistake, okay? Iyakun. Merge the noon sound to the ya, extension of two beats, and
nasal
sound. Iyakun, not inyakun. Iyakun. Look, tajweed rules are all about fluency.
Yes.
Look, if you read in yakun, it's a bit difficult, I think. But if you read it in yakun, it becomes more fluent. So tajweed rules are for fluency. Iyakun ghaniyan aw faqiran. If you read it this way, ghaniyan ya or merge it, ghaniya or whatever, you change this like to imim sound, ghaniya aw faqiran. So this becomes difficult. That's why the rule says you don't have to change anything here with the tanween, right? Here, if you hide the sound of the tanween, faqiran, here with the letter fa, because after the tanween, or whenever tanween or nun sakin, any of them approaches the letter fa, or the letters ta, tha, sin, sheen, or one of these letters, the rest of the letters, yes? The 15 rest of the letters. So you apply the rule?
Ikhfa.
You hide the sound. How? فَقِيرًا فَاللَّهُ.
Yes.
So, three things happen. You hide the sound.
Extend.
Two more things. Yeah. Extend the sound for 2 beats.
Yes.
Plus?
Produce a nasal sound.
A nasal sound. فَقِيرًا فَاللَّهُ. Right? Okay. The next rule here. أَوْلَى بِهِمَا صِلَى tells you it's better to start, to continue. فَلَا تَتَّبِعُ الْهَوَىٰ أَن تَعْدِلُوا. The same as فَقِيرًا فَاللَّهُ. You hide the sound.
Yes.
وَإِن تَلُوا. The same thing.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
أَوْ تُعْرِضُوا. Look at the U sound. تُلُوا. تَلُوا. There is a baby. Wow. You extend the sound. Right?
So here you extend the sound for 4 counts?
Yeah. You can extend it for 4 counts. Because look, the...
You can or yeah. You should?
You can. It's not wajib.
So until,
why? Because
until 2 counts is wajib.
2 count? 3? Yeah, 2 count, it is wajib because you have walmat. But you can extend it to 4, 5 counts, 6 counts, okay? Because you have the walmat here, and after the walmat you have hamza. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. خَبِيرًا, the last point, changes to خَبِيرًا. Alright. So it's time to recite it with tajweed rules now that we have learned. Ready to recite and practice?
Yes.
Brothers
yes.
and sisters, as you're listening, listen and practice, please. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kunu qawwamina bil qisti shuhada'a lillah.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله
شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين
شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين
إن يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما
إن يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما
غنيا, the letter غين is a heavy letter, yes?
Yes.
غنيا. So, فلا تتبعوا الهوى أن تعدلوا
فلا تتبعوا الهوى أن تعدلوا
وَإِن تَلُّوا أَوْ تُعْرِضُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا
وَإِن تَلُّوا أَوْ تُعْرِضُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us. Allah bless you, inshallah. Stay with IRB English Radio. Next session, inshallah, will be here with you the same time tomorrow. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Brother Fawad Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir, thank you so much for being with us. Inshallah, we'll see you in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless, Alcamp Riderless,
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي.
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves, Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of زيارة إمام الحسين عليه السلام، زيارة العاشوراء. So stay with us.
بأبي أنت وأمي لقد عظم مصابي بك فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this part of زيارة العاشوراء. بأبي أنت وأمي, may my father and mother be sacrificed for you. لقد عظم مصابي بك. Indeed, my affliction due to what happened to you is immense. فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك. Therefore, I ask Allah who venerated your station, who honored me through you, أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. Therefore, I ask Allah to provide me the succor to avenge for your blood with a supported leader from the family of Muhammad. May Allah pour down His mercy on him and his progeny. Regarding this part and this phrase, لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكْ, we said that the true Zair has to try to understand the immensity of this affliction. And what helps us reach this station, what helps us express our state of intense affliction and sorrow truthfully, is the proper knowledge about the personality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, as well as what happened to him in the tragic event of Karbala. And this is how the Zair can understand the true love originating within himself. It is narrated that when Ayatollah Shaykh Abdul Karim Hairi, the founder of Hawza of Qum, would sit in a gathering of lamentation for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he would not wait for the narration of the affliction that befell on the Imam. Simply hearing the name Hussein would bring about the flow of tears, such that he would sometimes be overcome by loss of strength. The late Ayatollah Sheikh Muhammad Ali Araki is reported to have said this about his mentor, Ayatollah Sheikh Abdul Karim Hairi. He says, "Once I was at his service during the days of Ashura, I saw that that great personality would now and again recite this ode and weep. تبكيك عيني لا لأجل مثوبة لكنما عيني لأجلك باكية. My eye is weeping not in order to attain reward. Rather, my eyes weep for you." When one has understood who the Imam alayhi salam is and has realized how closely he is linked to him and learns about the real tragedy of Karbala, one is naturally overcome with perpetual sorrow and anguish.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So we said, dear listeners, that the true Zair, in order to express his great sorrow and affliction, has to realize Imam Hussein alayhi salam, as well as his personality, his aims, and his lifestyle. That is when naturally the man is overcome with perpetual sorrow, because he has understood Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And such sorrow is so praiseworthy that is equal to tasbih and glorification of the Almighty Allah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, نَفَسُ الْمَهْمُومِ لَنَا الْمُغْتَمُّ لِظُلْمِنَا تَسْبِيحِ. The breath of the one who is grief-stricken for us and is sorrowful due to oppression on us is tasbih. وَهَمُّهُ لِأَمْرِنَا عِبَادَةِ. And his anguish for our situation is worship. It is important, dear listeners, for us to understand the subtle difference between ham and gham. Nafasul mahmumi tasbih wa hammuhu li amrina ibadah. The breath of the one who is grief-stricken for us and is sorrowful due to oppression on us is tasbih, وَهَمُّهُ لِأَمْرِنَا عِبَادَةً. And his anguish for our situation is worship. So there is a difference between ham and gham, both of which sometimes are rendered as grief. The difference is that ham is a state of sorrow and grief that comes about when one has already carried out the preliminaries of his intention, but is not able to do what he intended. So it is a state of sorrow for not being able to do something. One who yearns to assist Imam, but is unable to achieve this desire. This is called mahmum, or grief-stricken in the heart. In a tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, "Indeed, Noah complained to Allah of the grief of gham, whereupon Allah revealed unto him, 'Eat grapes, because it removes grief and gham.'" In his Furuq al-Lughawiyya, the author mentions different opinions on the difference between ham and gham. One of these differences is that ham is the state of grief that transpires before an incident, whereas gham is a state of grief that transpires after one incident. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
It's night, dark and cold. I walk in the city. Alone in the crowd
Islamic laws.
Every street Every store Is filled with colors and smiles as before I know clouds are hidden behind these faces Is there anyone who has a sunny heart? I put on my headphones and play the song, which repeats in chanty whisper.
Hussein, why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. And we would like to actually express our condolences and sorrow and sadness for the martyrdom of, you know, the master of the martyrs, Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam, peace be upon him. We're going to talk about some of the Islamic laws regarding